This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What we said earlier in the show, for those who missed it, because I think it's very important, and it's rare, let me be clear here, it is rare that I hardly ever agree with something that Turtle is saying, because usually, either behind the scenes or even on the air, we are going at it. But I will tell you guys, what he's about to tell you, he's absolutely right about, and that is, with the Stafford decision to stay with the Rams, what could it potentially mean for the Falcons?
Yeah, it's really, really big news. It affects the Falcons. It also affects the entire NFL free agency period, and it also affects the NFL draft. So let's break it down one by one. Obviously, most importantly, here in Atlanta, here's what it means, Carl. Stafford was supposed to go somewhere. Either the Raiders or the Giants were the reported finalist teams. So by him staying, you now have not one, but two, we were just talking about LeBron, not one, not two, not three, teams that are now back in the mix for a quarterback in the draft. So what does that mean? If I'm Tennessee, or if I'm Cleveland, especially Cleveland who needs to trade Myles Garrett, they doubled down, by the way, saying, yo, Andrew Berry, I don't care what you said, I want out. So if you can get two first-round picks for Myles Garrett, if you can get an additional first-round pick for moving back in the draft with somebody who now needs either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, where does that leave the Falcons? I'll tell you. If I'm Cleveland and I do that, I'm calling Kirk. And I'm saying, hey, you're going to be our stopgap quarterback while we use all these first-round picks and reshape our entire organization. But what happens if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers? What happens if you're the Indianapolis Colts? Well, because Matthew Stafford is staying in L.A., those teams are now in the quarterback mix too. So could Kirk Cousins, by virtue of Matthew Stafford staying in L.A., now actually have, which we all, except for Zinno, who thinks he's right and is going to try to take a victory lap on this, thought a trade was impossible because Matthew Stafford going to another team meant there would have been less slots available. But now that he's in LA for good, there are two more teams because of that that need quarterbacks. Therefore, a potential trade for Kirk Cousins is now on the table, Carl Dukes.
I agree. Look, Terry Fontenot doesn't have Jedi power to convince any general manager in the National Football League that they need Kirk Cousins. He can't call and say, this is the quarterback you're looking for. Nobody's going to say, you're right, this is the quarterback I'm looking for, and make a deal under the circumstances that are currently in place. But with this, it opens up another door, potentially, for us to maybe move him. And this is the best scenario for our team. Guys, the worst scenario, I believe, sorry, Kirk, is for him to be here when the season rolls around as our backup and we're paying him $40 million. It just makes absolutely no sense. That is the worst case. Yes, you did. That is the second. That is the worst case scenario. The second worst case scenario would be for us to cut him as soon as the league year starts, and you just say, screw it, we're going to take a $65 million cap hit. Well, we're not in that position either. But the best case would be for somebody to potentially come trade for him and pay some of this money, and we can get him off the books, and we can move forward. I'm with Turtle on this. The Stafford thing is the first domino. Now, we don't know what the restructured contract is going to look like, but I will tell you guys, and I mentioned this on the show earlier in the week, when I found out that Matthew Stafford, the reason why this was all going on is because Stafford wanted $50 million a season. He is underpaid as one of the top quarterbacks in the league right now. So he wanted 50 this year, 50 next year. That's $100 million guaranteed. My guess is the Rams have agreed to either hit that number or come very close to it. And Stafford knows that his bread is buttered better in L.A. than probably anywhere else, being with Sean McVay and company. So this makes sense, but it also changes the direction of a bunch of quarterbacks. Turtle, did we not say today, where is Aaron Rodgers now calling around for? Where's he calling?
Right, so here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers now apparently is in cahoots with the Giants.
Unbelievable.
I don't understand it, and here's why. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a fit for Tennessee, for Cleveland, for the Giants, for the Raiders, or for the Jets. I don't think he's a fit for any of those teams. Because he's 40 bleeping years old, Carl. He doesn't have time for a full rebuild. But I guess he feels like he loves where he is, which is New York, New Jersey area. He loves, reportedly, Malik Nabers. Thinks that they can win now if he's throwing him the rock. And the Giants are going to be able to make some moves this offseason in terms of getting a new running back, getting a new tight end, rejiggering their offensive line.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They got a DGD at left tackle who's really good, and Andrew Thomas. So maybe there's a little upside there. But Aaron Rodgers, to me, not a fit for Cleveland, not a fit for Tennessee, not a fit for Vegas, and not a fit for the Jets, obviously, because he's coming from there. So all of those teams are now going to need quarterbacks, Carl. Does one of them take a chance on Kirk? And the other, the wild card team that I think is Indianapolis. They're sitting at 14. So they're out of, if they don't trade up, they're out of the Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders sweepstakes. So unless they love a Jackson Dart or a Quinn Ewers or a Jalen Milrow, which I think is a big reach at 14, their GM said they're going to come and give Anthony Richardson a challenge at quarterback. Who better to bring in than a 36-year-old veteran you're not going to have to pay that much money to, who knows how to play quarterback and can challenge the kid? So there's another team that could potentially be in the mix.
Now, as one of our listeners said, his name is, Rucker? He was like, keep my Colts out of this. No general manager is drafting a quarterback in the first round twice in 3 years. Isn't that an issue for the Colts?
That, Carl, the Colts have not had a quarterback since Andrew Luck. I think you got to do whatever the hell you need to do to get a quarterback in there. Whether that's Kirk Cousins as a stopgap for a few years, they tried Matt Ryan, they've tried everybody. Phillip Rivers, I mean, get out of here, man. They've tried everybody under the sun. So, listen, that's a luxury. We were talking about earlier in the show luxuries that the Falcons don't have and the Hawks don't have. That's not a luxury that the Colts have. You can't just say that we're going to stick with Anthony Richardson out of a principle that we don't want to draft another quarterback. If you don't think he's the guy, if you think he's a bum, because he took himself out of a game and hasn't shown the preparation and the overall willingness to play quarterback at an elite level, then you got to move on. And maybe Kirk Cousins is the guy you move on to.
404-726-0929. Here's the problem I'm having. You want me to be positive to pump Kirk up now even more so to make him possibly more attractive, even though I'm still in my feels with the way everything went down.
He's legit.
I'm having a problem with this, Turtle. I'm having a problem with trying to bring myself to this spot where you're now saying we should be pumping him up and encouraging teams to make this phone call because we know the needs of certain teams out there, and I'm having an issue with it.
Oh, you mean the guy that threw for 500 yards and broke the franchise single season game record?
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical
error. Yeah, it was a clerical error. You're right. You mean the guy that threw for 4 touchdowns, not once but twice in a game?
Someone's trapped.
And he took it over, so much so that he was NFC Offensive Player of the Week not once but twice? You mean that guy? That Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
The guy that admitted that he was injured, so obviously we now know the issue and that when he gets to another team, he'll be good to go and can be that version of Kirk Cousins again?
I'm having a problem with this. I mean, I'm not having a problem with fundamentally what you are saying and how correct you are for the first time in a very long time on something. I am having a problem with me trying to bring myself to be positive about this situation after the way this all went down, after he did this whole reconstruction of his image thing at the Super Bowl and, oh, I was hurt and I'm fine and I have still good years in football ahead of me and, you know, I didn't want to hurt my team, but yet I hurt my team when I threw 5 or 9 interceptions in 5 weeks and I blew the season for a team that was 6-3. I'm having an issue with trying to make this more than what it is. What it is I'm still mad at him. That's where I'm at.
Well, you mean to tell me that the guy that threw for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns twice and was NFC Offensive Player of the Year twice, you're telling me he's not worth a 4th-round pick and picking up $5 million?
He is.
You're not telling me he's not worth that, Carl.
He is.
He's going to go into Indianapolis, and he's going to give Anthony Richardson every damn thing he can handle.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Or he's going to go to Pittsburgh, and he's going to blow away Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, who were both inconsistent last year.
Going into someone's trap and take over their trap.
Let me ask you this. Should take over your trap. Let me ask you this. Is he going to be mobile this year? Not that we need him to, but I'm just saying, like, if you're interested in him, or is he going to be a statue like he was here? Is he more healed from the Achilles than he was last year, even though he says it was a shoulder injury that put him out of commission, basically, against the Saints? I mean, if you're going to give this guy an opportunity, no matter where you're at, aren't you thinking about these things? This is why I just don't think anybody's going to come do this.
Here's why. All we need to do, Carl, as we get ready to talk to Grant McCauley in about a half hour, let's look in our own backyard. Do you remember Ronald Acuna year 2 after the surgery? He won the MVP. Kirk Cousins can do the same damn thing. Year 2 after the surgery.
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
He's back. Come get him, Cleveland.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.